Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Oh boy, I'm so excited. The latest co-host? Guest host? Yeah, the latest guest host list has been announced. Ready? Robin Roberts from Good Morning America.
That's awesome.
George Stephanopoulos.
Love it.
He would be great.
Love it.
Now, you people that don't know sports, you might not enjoy this, but I think he'd be great. Play-by-play announcer Joe Buck, Fox Sports.
Heck yeah.
He'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Reading Rainbow host LeVar Burton.
I love him.
Yes, I
Geordi.
I read that.
He's Geordi on Star Trek.
Yeah, he's Geordi for you. So what do you think? I mean, rest in peace, Alex Trebek, but they could go on forever trying to find a new host, and I wouldn't be bothered by it.
Honestly, I feel like if they're going to finish out this particular season after Alex's passing, what better way to honor him than having these sort of unique and different, popular, amazing individuals fill in for him and then really take time to figure out a replacement?
I think they should take their time, you know? So
I agree.
And who knows? Maybe sooner or later it'll filter down to Tom and Laura.
I would die.
Do
you know how awesome it would be to tag team hosting Jeopardy?
Like you do, like, all the super smart scientific categories.
I used to love when Alex Trebek would bring out, like, his French-Canadian accent.
Yeah.
And he would, like, pronounce
that's what
things.
I mean, all the super smart stuff. You take care of that, the seven languages you speak, and I'll do, like, sports, entertainment.
I like it.
And we can do it. Listen up, Jeopardy. We're available. Ford toll-free line is open, Jeopardy. 1-800-326.
Who's the producer, Michael Eisner?
I don't know.
But, oh, no, and Gelman's from Regis and Kathy
Lee. Yeah. But listen up. The Ford fun line is always open toll-free. We'll take your offers now. Speaking of television.
Offers, I'll do it for free. I don't need to be paid.
Hey.
I don't need to be paid to host Jeopardy. They just have to fly me out there.
Maybe the first show I do for free. When they saw how awesome we were, I would ask for a paycheck. All right, thank you.
Don't get greedy.
Let's keep it on TV. Fallon is coming up. Netflix is dropping. Why? Well, because the pandemic is lightening up. What kind of executive runs these major television
networks?
Like, they think they're in serious trouble. No. You're not in serious trouble. People just want to get outside.
People are leaving their homes.
Exactly.
It's okay.
So Jimmy Fallon explains that and a lot more on the way.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Happy Earth Day. What? I got to do something special for Earth Day. Does getting a haircut count? No, I don't think so.
Are you going to get a haircut?
No, I don't want to. But look at this mess.
It's not a mess. I would call it...
It looks like my 70s... yearbook picture.
Well, the longer it gets, the curlier it gets.
Yeah, so it's getting like Andy Warhol meets, I don't know.
Something.
I don't know.
What are you planning to do with it? I mean, I chopped off like 12 inches of
hair. You did. But, and everybody, including the boss the other day, didn't know it was you when he saw you facing the
other
way.
I was like, I did this weeks ago.
Well, that's him.
I know, that's fine. But then he was like, it looks longer already. I said, well, that's what hair does. It grows.
That's exactly what she said. He was like, oh, I didn't know it was you.
But you're, okay, so your curls are over your collar, though, friend, as I look at you in profile.
Which broke the dress code in my Catholic high school.
I can imagine.
But then it's also all up top.
It's low, it's poofy.
And I had it. For what? The better part of the last couple of years, cut real tight on the sides?
I was going to say...
Now it's over the top of my ears. It's getting cut in my headphones. It's getting caught in
that
everything.
That does hurt. when longer hair gets caught in the headphones.
Girl pains there,
absolutely.
So I'm thinking maybe. I don't know. And then I'm reading this morning that, e-commerce giant Amazon is coming out with hair salons. Yeah. Do they have to dabble in everything? Anyway, they announced yesterday they would... They're opening hair salons, and they're going to collaborate with the professional beauty industry and introduce new technologies in hair cutting. What could go wrong?
What, like the Flowbee or whatever that is?
Yes. We wanted to do a Flowbee on the Try It Tuesday, but we couldn't get our hands on one. So, yeah, new technology. I mean, think about it. You could be going to get a haircut by a robot.
Welcome to the Amazon Salon.
Oh, thank you.
Machine.
Please insert your head into the trimming pod.
Put my head in what?
What kind of haircut would you like?
Just take a little off.
Just short back and...
Target now.
What?
Please lower your head.
Ow.
Boots.
No.
Ow.
No.
The first day of the job. Ow, that poor guy.
Is Amazon going to allow those robot workers to unionize and then have them, like, pee in water bottles? Seriously.
Wow. You had to go there.
I did. I absolutely did.
Oh,
Amazon does not need to dive into the beauty industry.
The real news is coming up. Mark has got that. Mark's got the sports, and who knows, maybe Steve took the day off, and Mark will do the weather. It's all the way next. Maybe someday we'll have an Amazon robot doing the news.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Our viral comedy for this morning is so true that the parody will just make you laugh. The housing market is red hot right now.
It is. It's a seller's market. Mm-hmm. Homes are going like that. And I wonder if it's still because people from big cities are coming to the country.
Could be. That could be it. Let's go to the suburbs. I have a friend who just bought a house in Selins Grove. She tried 6 times to buy a house. And before she could even do a walkthrough, even put up an offer, it was already sold.
I know.
But they had to go through the process.
Right.
So she finally landed her house, offered more than they were asking.
Yeah.
And then the bank appraisers came in and listed it higher than she paid and the owner wanted.
Which is
good. That's so crazy.
Which is excellent. It's like the truck market right now. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
People are trading in trucks that they purchased for $25,000, and they're getting $27,000 for it, and then they're going home in a new vehicle.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, maybe it's related to the stimulus. Who knows? But anyway, our viral comedy today, a guy posted up that he was selling one apple.
Okay.
And the apple would be taking the place of the house here.
Okay, people, here's how this is going to work. I have an apple here. The highest bidder's going home with this. I want all bids in the next 2 minutes, then we're closing it. Bidding starts at $5.
Feeling pretty confident there, huh? I mean, don't you think?
$10.
He said starting at $5.
$15.
Is this a new apple?
Yeah, just listed. I'm pre-qualified. I'll pay cash. I got cash. 20. 30. 40. No, just make it 45.
Is it even worth that?
50. I don't know. Please, this is the 8th apple I've tried to buy.
Can I at least see it up close?
Nope, it's an apple. You know what it is. You either want it or you don't. I'll take it for 100.
What? I'm from California. It's the cheapest apple I've ever seen.
For 120.
Why did I do that?
$120 for a single apple because...
Wow.
It's a seller's market.
It is. It's a seller's market. If you want that apple, I mean, you got to be quick.
You got to be real quick. Viral comedy for the day.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Mark Stevens just came in to visit us.
He did indeed.
He loves that song, Peaches.
It's a great song.
And he's like, can you believe it? I'm digging the Biebs. We both dig the Biebs. He's a grown-up boy now.
He has grown up. He has matured so much since his early career.
Yeah.
His shenanigans, if you will. I love the Biebs.
Yeah. And he's got that smooth kind of rap delivery. I got my peaches down in Georgia.
I love that song.
That's right. A new study says drinking coffee and singing along to rap music makes you a better driver.
I agree with that.
Because you have to concentrate on the words.
I lay down my sickest beats behind the wheel.
Yeah.
Grammy award winning, if you will.
So do I. But I even throw the sound effects in. I go, wick, 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 you know, every once in a while. And so if you're driving to work right now, that's a bad snare drum.
That's awful.
It's a snare drum.
Yeah, but it's bad.
You better tighten up them little coilies.
Sorry, I can't. I'm not very good. I'm too white for that. Come on now.
Hey, if you're at the Dunkin' Donuts right now in the drive-thru and you're ready for coffee, just keep in mind that good, strong coffee and concentrating on the beat will make you a better driver on the way to work this morning.
I like it.
I'm an excellent driver.
Sometimes.
I'm an excellent driver. I'm an excellent driver. See what I'm doing there?
I do.
Now, do you want to do that? And then I'll throw in the...
Hold on. Wait for it. Welcome to the morning show. Sorry, I can't. Again, I'm too white.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
All right, so kiddos have had a really, really interesting past year, particularly those kiddos who are starting school. Kindergartners, first graders who maybe had their first school experiences virtually.
Yeah.
Well, two first graders in Las Vegas became friends online during the pandemic and just got to meet up in person for the first time.
So Luna knew, but Julia did not know. So we were walking down the pathway here, and she saw Luna and was so excited.
Whoa.
Really touching.
That's wonderful, cute, beautiful news.
It was absolutely pure joy.
Yes.
Up next, an anonymous woman in Daytona Beach stopped in at an animal shelter on Saturday. We were just at the SPCA yesterday in Danville. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She told them that she made a bunch of money buying and selling Dogecoin. She donated all of it.
Wow.
She was a real, really generous person. Just decided she wanted to do something nice. Basically, had made a very wise investment in some cryptocurrency and had a windfall that she wanted to do something nice. She didn't want to be identified. She wanted to be anonymous. So she put it under the crypto, which is D-O-G-E.
That's amazing that someone did that. I think that's really cool. Probably helped a lot of animals get adopted who may have otherwise not had the chance.
I wonder how much she actually donated.
All I know is that it was enough, and the shelter was full, mind you. So probably around 100 dogs.
Right.
It was enough to pay for all of the adoption fees for every single dog in that shelter.
That's great news.
Awesome. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And last but not least, in honor of Earth Day, we're going to talk about humpback whales.
Oh, okay.
They like to gather near the Tonga Islands to mate. Tonga Islands are in the South Pacific. Think Hawaii, but farther south and off the coast of Fiji. Somebody got super close to this large male whale who is singing his heart out, hoping to find a partner. This is his love call.
That's his love call?
Listen, listen.
Sounds like he is mating.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we just need a little Enya underneath it. Enya and the sound and song of the whales. Either way, that is beautiful, beautiful good news on Earth Day.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Almost time to sing along with Tom and Laura, or just say...
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say...
And there it is.
Especially when there's a lesson to be learned. If you're going to bully someone, first of all, we don't condone bullying. We don't at all.
We do not. Never, ever, ever.
Second of all, you never want to bully a boxing coach. This happened when some random guy walked into the boxing lounge and started bullying boxing coach Dorian Beaupere. But Dorian declined the offer because he had recently gone through surgery. The bully continued. Three times he continued.
What?
So Dorian said, okay, stepped into the ring and let him have it.
What?
Dropped him.
What? Okay.
Again, bullying is bad. Tom and Laura don't condone it.
No, we do not.
Especially in a boxing ring.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
Wow.
On 94KX.
I still can't get over bullying a boxing coach.
No. No.
Maybe a cross-country coach. I'm just kidding.
But here's the thing. I mean, If you bully a cross-country coach, you know what they're going to do?
Run all over you?
No, run away. Oh. Just be like, bye. I don't have to stand here and listen to that.
I'm going to go run 3 miles.
Exactly. See ya. Can you just run away?
I don't know.
You just don't pick on a boxing coach. You don't.
No,
do that.
You don't do that.
You don't pick on anyone, first off.
Yes.
No one. But, yeah.
On somewhat of a weird related note, Ronda Rousey announced yesterday that she's 4 months pregnant.
She is. She's having a baby.
There's somebody you don't want to bully either. She's a tough girl. I mean, I'm a big fan.
No, and who tried to pick on her? Oh, but then she lost.
Oh, well, yeah, she did finally lose a bout, and she kind of fell out of the limelight of UCF or whatever this stuff is. But her and her husband, Travis Brown, announced yesterday that she's pregnant, and it's not new. It's like a few months along.
How do I put this? Pow! 4 months pregnant. Oh, pow. What?
Pow, pow.
You didn't even know. Last 4 months. Woo! Yeah. I've been pregnant since January, so 4 months. Woo, baby bump. I can't hide it anymore, so it's time to show it off.
That's awesome.
Thank you, everybody, for all the well wishes and all the positivity to get us to this point. The fattest baby on the planet. Coming to you soon.
September 27th. Fantastic.
She goes, pow, baby bump.
Pow, pow.
Yeah. What is their... I'm just throwing this out there. What is their gender reveal party going to be like? You can only imagine. There'll be a ring set up.
Maybe she can, like, punch a punching bag, and it'll, like, you know how they powder them?
Yeah, that blue,
like,
powder.
So maybe it'll be blue powder. Or pink powder. Yeah.
That would be a clever idea. Mm-hmm. As long as she doesn't punch her husband, Travis Brown. You know, like, because, you know, she'll be standing next to him. And the gender is... If I kick you in the head, it's a boy.
Oh, jeez.
If I kick you in the back,
it's a boy.
No.
I like my punching bag idea.
Okay, so do I. Congratulations to Ronda Rousey. News is coming up next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Pow.
Pow, pow.
Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Laura does this thing where she goes thrift shopping now.
I do.
And, I think it's working out. People seem to be liking it.
Mm-hmm.
You actually go pick out outfits at Community Aid.
It's super duper fun. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every other Friday, we'll take a little trip, see what we can find. It's not necessarily clothing or outfits. It could be houseware, home goods, decor. They have everything at Community Aid.
Community Aid rocks. I mean, absolutely.
I'm really healthy. I'm really happy to have
and
a part
healthy.
Happy and healthy. No, anyway. I'm really happy to have a partnership with Community Aid because they benefit the Union Center Community Action Agency right here in our beautiful valley. So when you thrift at Community Aid, it helps people right here.
I just wandered into that store once. Now, this was a couple years back.
Is that when we bought the ugly Christmas sweaters?
Yeah, we did
that.
Time I wandered in and went into the left-hand corner, my favorite part of the store, and some band must have just broken up because I got a guitar stand, a microphone stand, and a computer stand, which I turned into a console stand for my mixing board.
Cool.
I got it all for like $8. You know, it was just like, wow. So, yeah, anyway, have you ever gone into Community Aid and seen any Lululemon hanging around?
I mean, that's fancy pants workout gear.
Yeah.
I kind of don't care what I work out in, but yeah, I've come across some.
Some
but
stuff.
It's pricey.
Yeah. We did a bit on this show about Lululemon. I had never even heard of it till Laura introduced me to it maybe about a year ago. But anyway, Jimmy Fallon with some late night TV coming up. He's going to talk about secondhand Lululemon.
Oh,
interesting.
Boy.
Another feature we like to do is Try It Tuesday. TikTok is claiming that Twisted Bacon is the hottest thing out there right now. Twisted Bacon.
Twisted Bacon is the new food trend on TikTok. Do a cooling rack on a baking sheet, then twist up your bacon like this. And this goes to your oven, 375 degrees, 30-35 minutes. It was the crispiest and chewiest bacon I've ever had.
Okay. Well, that's his opinion.
I mean, okay.
If people send you ideas every day for Try It Tuesday.
They do.
This might be something you'll have to do at home because
we
only have a microwave here.
That's okay. I don't mind doing them at home. Now, next week, we're taking Try It Tuesday on the road.
Yes, we
which
are.
Which is going to be very
coming
fun.
To Danville.
And last night, I posted a video on my personal page, but I made it public that I shared to the KX Facebook page story of the two-part creme brulee TikTok dessert food hack fiasco that took way too long.
Yeah, I don't think we needed two parts. It took way too long.
It took way too long. But then people were private messaging me on Facebook being like, well, how was it? I'm like, well, I had to chill it overnight. Like, I ran out of time. I fell asleep.
Yeah. So part two happened yesterday when the creme brulee was chilled.
It was too many steps.
Yes.
It was only three ingredients.
Three ingredients, but 100 steps.
It really was. It was like you had to blend it, and then you had to bake it in a water bath, and then you had to let it chill. I didn't need to chill for 2 hours. Well, I took it out after 2 hours. It still wasn't set. You're supposed to bake it for 30 minutes. It actually took 45. And then when you put the sugar on top, you had to tread that fine line between having it go up in flames underneath the broiler.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Or actually be crunchy.
So all those steps.
The whole thing.
And then it was just afterward.
I know. Yeah, that's okay, though.
That's okay. That's what Try It Tuesday is about. But keep in mind, if you send us ideas, don't make them real complicated because, you know, Try It Tuesday only has so much time. We can't build Rome in a day.
No, we cannot.
There it is.
No, we cannot.
So maybe we'll try the twisted bacon. Maybe not. Keep the ideas coming. And Fallon talks about Lululemon all on the way next.
With Tom and Laura in the morning on 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Blues Traveler coming to Spyglass this summer. That's all I'm going to say. I'm excited.
It's going to be a great summer at Spyglass.
Oh, everything is going to be perfect.
It's going to be excellent.
We'll tell you about that as the Tom's Backyard series begins.
Right?
At Spyglass. Happy Earth Day, everybody. You're an earthy person. Do you do anything special today? You're going to plant a tree or you're going to, I don't know, cut some cabbage? I don't know. What are you?
Cut some cabbage.
I don't know.
No, I mean, we recycle.
You do it all the time. Right.
Actually joined a CSA this year for the growing season. So looking forward to some community-supported agriculture again this year.
And where is that said garden?
In between Elysburg and Danville.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So that'll be fun. Normally, I really want to, and this is a personal goal of mine.
Okay.
I really want to lessen my carbon footprint.
Okay.
And as the weather gets nicer, say, for example, like last night, I ran quick to the grocery store, to Boyer's in Elysburg.
Okay.
And it's literally less than a mile from my house. Mm-hmm. And I needed a handful of things.
All right.
I think I want to start using my bike and or walking as opposed to jumping in the car.
Because you're lucky enough to have the store close
by. It is. Very lucky. And see, in Mount Carmel, I would do that all the time. I would just walk down the block to Boyer's because I lived right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now in Elysburg, it's a little bit farther. And I've gotten in the habit of just like hopping in the car to do all the things. And it's not... Like, the Elysburg intersections tend to be busy.
Yeah.
Right? Much. All the time.
Like
but
downtown Danville.
So anyway, I do need to buy myself a new helmet.
Okay. Yes.
I do.
Make sure you do that.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. New helmet. So I'm gonna source that. And then I think that's going to be my little Earth Day goal moving forward into the late spring and summer.
Pretty cool idea. Shortly after my divorce, when I moved to Danville as a single guy at my age, which was pretty weird, I lived in a third floor apartment and I had this big pot out on my back deck and it had a plant in it. And I had like a chair there where I could sit in the sun.
Okay.
The plant wasn't doing too well. And then finally, one day I was going to throw it away, and there was a tree growing out of this thing.
Oh.
So maybe a bird flew by and dropped a seed or whatever. I thought it was the coolest thing. So I kept it. It's now it's now 5 years old, and it's very large. It's maybe 4 feet high.
Oh.
And it's some kind of elm. I don't know. I can't tell.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna plant that. I'm gonna plant that. Maybe today, or we'll wait till tomorrow till the ground is a little bit softer.
But
yeah, I'm gonna plant that tree somewhere on the property, and it'll be an original seed from Danville.
Nice
growing in Point Tacho.
Oh, that's cool. Really cool. I like that a lot.
Tom and Laura's top 10 list today has to do with Earth Day. Things that people might not think of that they could do. Right.
Absolutely.
And number 10, you already mentioned it a little bit.
I did?
Yeah. So it was growing your own produce. Maybe you don't have any room to have a garden.
Well, it's really neat because... Get in on a community garden or a community-supported agriculture where you get a weekly share. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You can grow a lot in containers, too.
Yes.
You really can. Lettuce, all kinds of stuff.
So don't feel bad if you don't have enough room for a garden. Mm-hmm. You could do that to start. That's a great idea.
Reducing food waste is number 9.
Mm.
That's a big problem.
Yes. Maybe a compost if you could do that, it kind of regenerates, but yeah, don't waste food.
I will tell you, meal prepping has helped me not waste food. Mm-hmm. And then also those meal kits every once in a while, even though it comes in a big cardboard box, you can recycle that. And then your everything you're using is for that particular meal.
Okay.
Although that sometimes can be pricey.
Yeah. Number eight is Laura at Community Aid, donating clothing or other items so someone else could use them again.
Number seven, avoid single-use items in general.
Okay. Laura mentioned this one. Number six, biking somewhere instead of driving.
I don't think we should bike here, though, at 4 a.m.
No.
That would be a little dangerous.
No, if you don't get hit by a tractor trailer, you'll get hit by a deer on Blue Hill.
Up next, I'm going to take a swig right now.
Okay. She is bringing what to the table here?
The reusable water bottle.
Yes.
Avoid plastic.
Yeah. Number four, the expert in our house is Mark Lawrence.
Yes, he is.
He loves to flatten his cardboard boxes, and he begs everybody else here to do the same.
To do so and recycle. It's one of the easiest things to recycle.
Yep.
Number three, take your reusable bags with you to the store. I just leave mine in the trunk of my car.
That's a great place because I leave them in the garage and then I leave for the store without them. I'm like, no!
Although I do like to, every once in a while, I get the plastic bags because I use them to line my smaller trash cans at home.
There you go.
Also, scoop the kitty cat poop.
Pet scoopers, those little plastic wise bags.
Yep.
Anyway, turn off the lights when you leave the room.
I'm very guilty of this.
Oh?
If I'm home by myself, every light in the place is on. It's just who I am.
Yeah, okay.
It's just who I am.
But I like to keep the lights down low. That's pretty cool. That's number two.
And last but not least, recycle, reduce, reuse, recycle, but rinse it out first.
Yeah, please do, or things get stinky.
Well, and also then they can't be recycled, honestly.
Yeah.
Whether it's aluminum or glass or plastic, pretty much everything can be recycled, but you have to clean it out first.
Rinse it out. There's your Tom and Laura's top 10 for Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. Be kind to Mother Earth.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
The quest for the castle continues from our good friends at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Amber and her two kids, 9 and 13 years old, very excited yesterday.
Absolutely.
I guess she was the qualifier of the day. I don't see anything on the calendar right now.
Nope. So who knows? Here's the thing. You never know when you can qualify. Read off that list of towns again where people have qualified from. Because people are listening from all over the Susquehanna Valley.
Pretty cool. You got your Sunbury and Sealands Grove that's right here at home, Shamokin Dam, and then Mifflinburg, Bloomsburg, Coal Township. It goes on and on. And one of our qualifiers the other day was way out in the Poconos, but it turns out
is a mail carrier.
A
mail carrier in Sunbury.
So that was pretty cool. That was very cool. You guys are all excited for this. A family trip for four to Disney. So
fun.
Mom, dad, two kids, boom.
Done. We want to send you to Disney, airfare included, and a big thanks to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for helping us on this quest for the castle.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping it up, another show down the tubes, but a good show on Earth Day.
Can you please do me a favor?
What?
Can you check the outside temperature?
The outside temperature? You don't want to know this. How about if I just tell you?
No.
For some weird reason, it's 82 degrees in this studio, and I'm dying. So I'm going to go outside.
No, my hands are still cold.
Are they?
Yes, seriously.
No, you're all the way over there. I can't touch your hand from here.
We're not supposed to touch.
Social distanced. It's 33 degrees outside.
Shut up.
Isn't that weird? I'm watching the Red Sox game last night on MLB Extra Innings, and they're saying, it's a cold night in Boston, 46. So I pick up my phone, and I go to the weather app. I'm like, really? It's 30 here.
Right? How is that even possible?
Yeah, it was weird.
All right. Well, listen, I had fun today.
Okay, yeah.
It was a good show, even though it's a little chilly. Mm. But I have my thought for the day.
Okay.
And I'm going.
Is it earthy?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm ready for the rest of the week.
All right. Prepare us for the rest of the week.
I have my umbrella.
Okay.
I have my flip-flops. I have my down coat and my mittens. I have my suntan lotion. I have my winter hat. I have my sunglasses, but I also have my thermals. I've got my iced tea, but then also my hot chocolate.
Okay.
I am literally prepared for weather in Pennsylvania.
What did we call it a few weeks ago? The 12 seasons of...
We already went through the spring of deception when it was 70 at the beginning of April. And now it is literally freezing outside.
Okay.
30 degrees high atop Blue Hill.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost May.
Unbelievable.
So again,
so the ingredients again?
Umbrella, flip-flops, mittens, suntan lotion, winter coat, sunglasses, thermals, winter hat, gloves, coat, iced tea, and hot chocolate.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.